appreciate another great opportunity to be in the Lord's house. I appreciate what we've been able to hear this week thus far, what we've been able to feel in our heart this week and tonight. Looking for some evidence. That's what we're looking for, some evidence. I love to hear, love to see some evidence. But we realize our labor's not in vain. Brother Andy said last night, it'll go and accomplish that it was sent for. Will not return void. And I'm glad. If you got your Bibles and you want to read with us, I'm going to read just a few verses tonight. This is closest on our heart, the fourth chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Do desire your prayers. And I got a favor I want you to have, and I ask you to do for me. I want you to look around. I want you to look and realize where you're at. Songs that's been sung, I want you to realize who's sitting next to you. I want you to look at your life. I want you to realize exactly the moment that you're in right now. I'm going to say you're in a good place. You're right where you can find help. You're right where you need to be to find the perfect peace. I don't know your hearts. I'm not one to talk to a lot of people out in the land and communicate back and forth, but I know one that does. All seeing eye, knows everything, knows your thoughts, knows your heart, the very intent of, he knows. So look around. Won't you do me a favor? You that knows the worthy of prayer, you pray for us. But I want everybody to look around. We're in a church house. They sung some songs. I'm going to read just a few verses. They sung some songs about a man named Jesus. We've heard about this week. He's more than just a pool. Who is this Jesus? When the truth comes out, tonight can be that opportunity for you to realize exactly where you're at. You didn't haphazardly come here. You might have just said, well, I'll go because so-and-so invited. But you're here for a reason. David was a keeper of his father's sheep on the backside of the mountain. And he left them sheep, Bible said, in the hands of a keeper. Went down to do exactly what his father sent him to do, to take some cheese and bread to the brother. All they was worried about was, where's the sheep? He left them with a keeper. You're here tonight in the hands of a keeper in a perfect, wonderful place. If you lost, you lost. Admit it. If you saved, you want his, you can say, I am redeemed. Bible says, let the blessed say so. Amen. If you've never been, your heart has never been dealt with, tonight might be your opportunity that God deals with your heart. I'm going to say you're in a good place. You bear with us. I'm going to read a few verses. I got a thought that passed by my way last night when Dwight was preaching. I ain't got away from it. It ain't left me all day long, all night long. Laid down with it, and I woke up with it. Very first song, it brought tears to my eyes. This ain't a playground. This ain't something you haphazardly do and you stumble and fall in. This is a life-changing way. It's a life-changing way. He said, old things will pass away, and behold, all things can become new. You can be a new creature in Christ Jesus. I used to be able to keep up with the best of them. Had a defiled mouth, or just put a sailor to shame. But in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, God can change your tongue. He can rattle it, change those words, vanish. You say, there ain't no way. I'm standing before you today with living proof. My wife, you bear with us. I don't know. I used to go to my grandma and my grandpa's, and I'd hold my tongue because of respect. Be over, I'd spend all day long over, and never a word would come out. My wife would leave. My wife would say, how? Just, I had respect for her. But everybody else, I guess I never had respect for her. But I'm going to tell you, God can change you today. God can change you. You bear with us, you pray. And I want you to look around. I just don't stop looking around. I want you to realize where you're at. But in the book of St. Matthew, we're going to start reading at the 8th verse. And you can back up and you can read and you can find the whole situation that Jesus found himself in. But in the 8th verse of the 4th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, the Bible reads like this. It said, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And that's all we're going to read. You can back up. And you can find the things that Jesus went through and can realize and put yourself there. And that's what the devil wants to do, wants to show you everything that you think you might be giving up, turning your life over unto the Lord and just following after him. And here tonight, if I had anything, I'd love to leave in you here and get to a place that God may ever use us one more time tonight that might cause a stirring in your heart and maybe get you to understand and get you to realize what the devil offers and what God has in store for you tonight is would be a simple, simple thought of it is real. Here tonight, and God being my helper, I'd love to be able to preach tonight on it's real here tonight, and that every song they sung about soldiers laying the cross or the sword down from a battlefield. It's real. We're in a battlefield. There's battle on every side. There's warfare throughout our land. But one day the children of God will quit battling our adversary. Down the journey, it's real. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Heaven's real. Hell's real. It's real. Here tonight, these four walls, those pictured windows, they're real. People around you, it's real. You can handle it. You can touch it. You can feel it. feel it here tonight. And I'm going to say God is the same way. He's real. You can handle him. You can feel him. You can touch him. He's real here tonight. Praise be unto God. The feeling that you have is real. And I'm not one and get caught with emotional stirring. Singing's good a lot of times. Preaching's good at times. But listen, his Bible says that God speaks and in a small, still voice. It's real here tonight. You can go out and you can live however you want to. You can go sever your hand and feel the pain and it'll be real. You can withdraw yourself from God and lift your eyes in hell. And I'm going to tell you it is real here tonight. All the things in the Bible that men have went through, they're real. And Noah building the ark, I found grace in the eyes of God. I moved with fear, and for the saving of his household, all of them that were around, I might have not believed. And but listen, it is real here tonight. And Bible said that it's fired. And Noah and his household, it is real here tonight. And God's got a plan. And for you, and he wants you to be in the center of his will. Yes, he does. It's real here tonight. You can do whatever you want to. You can live haphazardly all you want in the land. You can go out and sow all your wild oats and that you won't bear this. You will reap what you sow. It is real out in our land. Don't go out and sow corn and expect wheat. I don't fail to put money in the bank and think that it'll be there. And nay, I don't come to church to play church. It is real. It is the way of God here tonight. And praise be unto God. And Bible said, and there's a man, and by the name of Elijah, I found himself by a brook, and the brook dried up. You know what Elijah realized? That it was real. And that brook dried up. I don't know where you're at, nor what you're drinking from. But if your brook's dried up, I do exactly like Elijah. I listen to God. And Bible said, for he sustained a widow woman. And listen, and Bible said that he moved. I found himself at the gate and where the widow woman was. And you know what happened to her? It was real. She was there to gather sticks. Her meal barrel and was running out. I don't know what you've been dipping or drawing from, but if you looked in it this evening and it's run out, do not lie to yourself. It is real here tonight. And God can give you and what you need to sustain your life if you're willing to obey the voice of God. Elijah told unto her, and she said, "Woman, and what art thou doing?" And she said, "I'm here gathering sticks, that me and my son, I may bake a cake, and eat and die. Listen, it's appointed unto man, and we all, and we'll leave this walks of life. But it's appointed unto us, and that God deal with man. He'll deal with our heart. He'll knock on our heart, showing us a way that we can overcome the world and be a separated people, a God-fearing child, a God-fearing children. And what we'll have to do is realize that we're sinners and we need the saving grace of God. Confessing our faults unto him. It's real here tonight. And she looked in the meal barrel, and there's no way that I'll be able to feed us one more time. And we don't know what tomorrow holds. But the song says, "I know who holds tomorrow." Here tonight, God is real. Yes, he is. And Bible said that. Elijah said, "Bake me a cake first." She said, I only have enough and for me and my lad, or me and my son. But he said, "Nevertheless, bake me one first." Here tonight, do you have enough to go around here this evening? I'm going to go ahead and tell you, according to the word of God, he's given unto all his children liberally. Praise be unto God. We can have. And Bible says we have not, and because we ask not. And when we ask amiss. I want it to conceive or consume upon our own lust. James wrote, "If any man lacketh wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives unto all men liberally." Is our meal barrel running low? Drawdown. It's real. In the land that we're living here tonight, people say God ain't real. You can't feel him. I beg to differ. And with you tonight, you can feel him. A lot of people shut the door. I don't want him in their life. I don't need him telling me what to do. And Bible says we put bits in horse's mouth to direct the path of the horse. And we can't bridle our own tongues. It's real here tonight. God wants to save you here tonight and make you a fit subject for the kingdom of God. Have your name written in the Lamb's book of life. You'll be proud that the king left the porters of glory. I singled you out and called you by name. I wanting you to be joint heirs and with him. It's real. And Brother Randy, it is. You can override. You can push him away. And Bible says, and for his spirit is easily offended. I shall not strive with man continually. You know why? Who wants to be around somebody that's not invited? You can go to somebody's house and that's a stranger, and they either gonna let you in or they're gonna run you off in the land that we're living. But I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, When the knock comes to your heart, listen. And the Bible says if you will open the door, he will come in and sup with you and you with him. It's real. He's a friend. I stick closer than a brother. Listen, he willingly laid down his life for mankind. It's real. It ain't a fairy tale. It ain't something that somebody come out of a tomb or a sepulture. I found a great new idea. It's still a God-fearing way in the day. He said his children are peculiar. I'll say yeah. A lot of times we are peculiar in our land. I go do this. And well, I don't seem that needing to be. I really right. This one time will not hurt you. The Bible says handle not, taste not, and have not. So I will tell you, if it's contrary to the word of God, it will condemn you on your journey. Yes, it will. Here tonight, it's real in our land. You want to sustain your life? You want to sustain your household? Obey the voice of God. In the day. And yeah, and Bible says that Elijah said unto her, bake a cake. And Bible said that she obeyed the man of God. I baked him a cake and brought it to him and with a pitcher of water. And you know what happened? Her meal barrel sustained until the rage came. Praise be unto God. I don't know if you're in a drought. I don't know if you're without. And Bible says, and bless your heart. And Bible says, and that the famine in the land, and they was without rain. And Bible said that time, I believe, 42 months, Elijah began to pray and for rain to come. Hard times, and they were in. People going without food in their land. Listen, people starving to death in the land we're living. And because they're eating from what the devil's feeding them. Yeah. And you look at all these things in the world you can have if you'll bow down and worship me. I'll give you this, a bigger house, a greater vehicle. Listen, and boy, I can work a little overtime. I'd find some more money. I told you the other night, I wasted a lot of hours thinking with the same mindset. And but nay, that ain't how it operates. You know what God wants? God wants you solely to depend on him. Yeah, it's real. He'll give you. And Dwight said last night, or Randy did, keys to the kingdom. Yeah, you know what them keys open up? Access to the portals of glory. Everything that a man needs, he's got direct access to God himself. It's real here tonight. You lay your head down on your pillow and you keep your bedroom light on, and but your heart can still be in darkness. But I'm going to tell you, if you I let God move in, and Bible said he can remove the old stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. Yes, he can. It's real. I won't even leave a scar. And no, you know what it might, it blows the minds of a doctor. I throw their hands up right and well, we've done all we can. We don't know what else to do. You find a God-fearing individual that solely depends on the Lord. Let him take all of his problems unto the great physician. And you know what he can do? He can mend them back together. He can fix them. He can do the same thing for you in your life. He can fix the problems. My kids, they used to break things. I'd be at work, they'd break it apart. I'd take screws out of it. I'd be a many a pieces. And boy, and their mama, I'd say, what are you going to do? I'm going to wait daddy gets home. He'll put it back together. I listen. Mamas and daddies can only go so far. And listen, if you got a good one, I depend on them. I love them. I show them that you love them. But there's some things mamas and daddies cannot do. But what they cannot do, God can. And Bible says through Christ we can do all things. I solely depend upon the Lord. And for it's real. Here tonight. Praise God. And Bible. That barrel sustained until rain came. And Bible said and that Elijah followed a man of God by the name of Elijah. I listened, and Elijah tried to shoo him on. I go. I listen. I gotta go here. He said, "Where thou goest, I'll go." And listen, I want you to go where I'm going. I'm headed to heaven, and I want you to go. He said, "Go." He followed him on. And no matter who was making fun, picking on, saying ball-headed, listen, it don't matter. We can be persecuted. In the land, Christ said they hated me and rebuked me, and they'll rebuke you. And but one place he said they rebuked me, and they rebuked the Father. And listen, here today, and Elijah finally and realized he ain't going nowhere. And Elijah asked him, he said, "If thou seest me go away," he said, "What if I ask you of one thing, and what shall you ask?" He said, "Give me a double portion of thy spirit." You know what he's seen? He's seen it was real. Here today, I don't know what you've seen, but my prayer is you realize that the church of God is real here tonight. It ain't just sustained in these four walls. Nay, it goes beyond. It's the children of God making up his body. In our day, and Elijah said, "I grant it unto thee." So he followed him. I don't know what you're following and through our land, but I want you to look. Sometimes we can see far off, and you look driving down the road, and there'll be a road ahead, and they're just done totally out, or a bridge, and that's no longer there, and man has come up with a way to put a detour sign to warn you. A road closed ahead. And you know what man does? We're in a hurry, and I'm going that way. The life that you live, if you live it haphazardly, in the same fashion, listen, destruction lies ahead. Yes, it does. It's real. You cannot pay attention to the signs. You can avoid them. Turn your nose, harden your heart. look, stiffen your neck and look the other way. But I promise unto you, if you die in the road ahead, and the Lord is not your king, your Lord, your Savior, and your Master, hell will be your home. It's real. Plainly spoken, it's real. Here tonight, but Elijah followed a close unto Elijah. You know what he's seen? Seen some evidence. A Bible said they came to a body of water. I seen Elijah. Elijah seen Elijah smote the water and with the mantle, and it parted. You know what God can do? I remove the obstacles and that are in your way to come unto him. Yes, he can. And you say, the mountains too big. And Bible said, if thou only had faith and the size of a mustard seed, you can say to these mountains, be thou removed. And no matter how big the obstacle is, if you live for the Lord and trust in him, and by the measure of faith, giving unto every man and believing solely in the Lord, it'll work every time. I seen, I got to a place, and that he seen Elijah, I go up in a whirlwind, and listen, he said, I just want a double portion of thy spirit. And Bible said he seen the mantle fall down. Listen, there it was right before him. Here it is tonight, right before you. And what are you going to do with it? You can pick it up. You can tie it unto yourself. Or you can leave it laying right where it falls. You can be like them old dogs. And they turned under their spool and they kicked the dirt back over it and walked the other direction. You can do the word of God the same way. You can harden your heart all the days of your life. But listen, when you die, and you'll realize and what you turned away. So I'm going to encourage you here tonight. If God has knocked on your heart, open the door and let him in here this evening. Pick it up. He said, draw nigh unto him, and he'll draw nigh unto you. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He has what you need. Here tonight, you can plug ears. You ain't got to hear a word I say. None be it. But I promise unto you, it ain't by the audible sound of my voice that speaks intently unto your heart, but it's by the Spirit of God dealing solely and with your heart to let you realize that it is real here tonight. Praise be unto God. You can leave it laying there. But that ain't what Elijah did. He picked it up. You know what? He found himself back. And the body of water that they just crossed over, water was back on it. You know what God wants you to do? Exercise the measure of faith given unto you. Apply. Use the gift of God. Go through and look at what God's offered unto man. a brand new home, a place there'll be no sorrow, and no death, no sickness, and no pain, no sin, and no worldly problems. And listen, a place of perfect, a perfect, a wonderful peace. It's real here tonight. Are you going to use what God's offered unto you, or are you going to turn your back on it? Elijah, I just encourage you to use and what God's given unto you. Elijah found himself at the water, and listen, and will it work for Elijah? Let's see if it'll work for me. And Bible said God, if no respecter of person, he smote the water and it worked for him as it did for Elijah. And Elisha walked over on dry ground. And praise be unto God. And the Bible says, and there's some Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel was there, and they was held captive. Listen, and for Nebuchadnezzar, I built this great big statue. You know what the world wants to do? I let you think that everything in the world is bigger than God. And they'll build these great big things. I put things on billboards. I'm going down the road, and that'll get your attention. Advertise sin, but they never show you the consequences where sin will take you here tonight. And you go through and you can do the math. And I believe that golden image was about 90 feet tall. Listen, I probably seen a very far distance away. And this is what they's worshiping. And we live in a land, and you worship whatever you want to. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I recommend one to you. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He's able to do all things that soever a man can comprehend and understand. Listen, it'll even go past the carnal mind. It'll get off in your heart, and you'll say, a crippled and lame, I walk. Listen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they begin to play some music. And at that time, everybody bowed down and worshiped this image. You don't have to. No, you don't. Just because everybody else is, you don't have to. You can make a difference in your life, your family members, your co-workers, the acquaintance in the land. You don't have to do what they do, and not a bit, because everybody else was bowed down and worshiping him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I said, nay. Listen, they've done been proved. I said, feed us pulse and water. And you know what they did? They sustained better than the rest. I don't know how you're faring in the land, but I can tell you, I am the Lord. You can be fat and sassy, satisfied, eating from the king's table. It's real. It's real. Here tonight. And they said, we're going to give you another opportunity. We're going to play this music again. I give you another opportunity to bow down and worship. Listen. We're going to throw you in the fire. A fiery furnace. You know what? You may think, well, And that furnace ain't real. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. It's real. Yes, it is. It's real. They said, nevertheless, we're not bowing down. We know God's able to spare us, but we are not bowing down. And whether he does or whether he doesn't, it ain't making no difference. And they played the music one more time. And you know what? They did not bow down. And that old king told them men to heat that furnace seven times hotter than ever been before. You know why? I wanted to inflict fast pain. And you know what the devil wants to do? Cause you misery and torment and go through sorrow. But I promise unto you, if you turn your heart and your life over unto the Lord, I let him come in and remove the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh and let him rule and reign your household. Praise be unto God. If you're in a valley, you can realize that he's the lily of the valley. It is real. Here tonight, them men heated that furnace seven times hotter. Bound Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and off to the furnace they go. I throw them in. And Bible says it consumed them men that throwed him in. You know why? And because it was real. Listen, here tonight, but you know what God can do? In the middle of the heat of the battle, he can make his presence known. Yes, he can, no matter what you're going through, and no matter the troubles in your life. Listen, how awful would it be to be right in the middle of the fire all alone? And but God said, I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. And that's what he was doing. You know what the world does? And the world wants to look. And they're nosy. And they won't inquire. Are they suffering? That's what the king did. I found himself looking. And you know what happened? His amaze. I turned and questioned. Did we not throw three bound in that fire? You know what, God? You know what God can do? God can loose you from bondage and set you free, and you can be free indeed. Yes, he can, for it's real. And Brother White, and if it was not real, I've wasted a lot of years of my life. But I promise unto you, serving God, it is real. Here tonight, he said, didn't we not throw three bound in that furnace? He said, yeah. He said, why or how? He said, I see four, I loose and walking, and the fourth one is locking under the Son of God. You know what he does? Comes right in the midst of the heat of the battle and picks you up and goes with you. You can't find nobody in the land. I like that. You know why? Because a lot of friendship in our land, it is not real. And there's a few in your land and in my land we can depend on. But they some just call themselves friendly. I listen, and Bible said, but be considered a friend, and you must therefore first show yourself friendly. You know what Christ did? Showed his himself friendly. For he's a friend. Dunman said, stick closer than a brother. I go with you through the heat of the battle. And there's consequences under everything we do in our life. Some good, some bad, some got some repercussion, and we don't want. Now, the Bible says as a man, and by the name of Joshua, the Bible said in the first chapter of Joshua, Joshua followed after Moses. I seen everything that Moses done. And you know what he seen? A lot of things that were real. And Bible said he was the man that went up the mountain and with Moses. And when God gave him the commandments, I came down with him. I listened and heard of the children of Israel. I worshiping graven images. And you know what Joshua thought? Joshua said, listen. He thought it sounded good. Under your ear, you may think things of the world sound good. But listen, through some evidence, some persevering, some times of execution, things in your life, and you begin to get a little older and seasoned, and you can be like Moses and say it ain't right, and going the wrong way. And you know what they did? They enticed Aaron, and well, Moses is gone. Make us a graven image that we may have something to worship. You know what? I told you to look around. I see the things that are around you. These walls are real. And the pews you're sitting on's real. A person beside you, in front of you, behind you, they're real. The Bible says that's seen is temporal. But that's unseen is eternal. Them golden images, them graven calves, that was a temporal God unto them. But listen, Moses came on. I brought Joshua up. I'm following after him. And Moses came to an age that he left this walks of life. And God told Joshua, he said, as I was with Moses, so I shall I be with thee. If you'll follow me and you'll keep my commandments and my statutes, they will not be one riser to overtake you. Listen, they got off in a battle and they begin to lose the battle. I don't know what you might be in the midst of tonight. You might be in a battle and you see no way out. And I'm going to tell you the same thing that came to Joshua when Achan took things within his tent. God said unto him, you've got sin in the camp. Probably not popular in the land we live in. But this altar in the front of the church, I promise you it's real. Yes, it is. It's a mercy seat. You can bring your problems unto God. You can bring your cares, your sorrow, and your heavy laden burdens unto him, because it's real. And God's love is real. Cares for you enough to send his son to die and for yours and my sins. It's real. Yes, it is. And you know what it cost? It costed Achan his life and his family's. You ain't the only one suffering. And you'll bring it home with you. Them that's around you. I say a many a him many a times. Misery loves company. Yes, it does. And you're down in your dye, and your sorrow, and your trouble in your heart, and you don't want to be alone. And you begin to tell somebody of all your problems. Yeah. And you want them to feel the same shape you are. And that's what God wants. Are you to bring them unto him? And but listen, he can give you life more abundantly. Praise be unto God. And you can get the sin out of your camp. And before you die, lost and undone. Here tonight. And the white said he's a high spot preacher tonight or last night. And the white, that's about all I ever know. Here this evening. And they come and they go. If they don't come out fast enough, I feel a lot of times they vanish. And but listen, and the Bible says there's a man of God, and by the name of Isaiah, I believe in the 37th or 38th chapter of the book of Isaiah, there's a man by the name of Hezekiah. Hezekiah had his house out of order, doing things he should not be doing. And you may be the same way tonight. Your house is out of order, doing things you should not be doing. And listen, you may be walking and saying, I belong to Mountain View Baptist Church or one of the other churches and within the surrounding communities. But I promise unto you, if your house is out of order, your house is out of order. You ask my kids. I don't beat around the bush too much around the household. If they wrong, they wrong. I tell them it's tough love from daddy. You know why God wants you to get your house in order. He don't want you to die and go to hell. Hell was not created for you. It was created for the devil and his angels. And if you go, you go as an intruder. But listen, you can do what Hezekiah done. After the words of Elijah, can Isaiah come unto him? Hezekiah turned the wall and began to cry out unto God. And the Bible said pride come before a great fall. You can stand there and you can hold that pew. You can harden your heart saying, I don't care how many songs they sing, I'm not moving. You can walk out those doors but take fire warning, and you die lost and undone. Hell will be your home. Tonight's an ample opportunity that you can come to know the Lord, clean your life, slap up, and be washed whiter. The Bible says that any fuller soap can wash you, and with the blood of Jesus. Bible said Hezekiah turned to the wall and began to cry out unto the Lord and for the mercy of his soul. And they lived under the law. But you know what the Bible said. And Bible said God's ear is not too heavy, and nor is his hand too short to hear your supplications and your prayers and your cries to save you. You here tonight. The Bible said before Isaiah and got out of the courtyard, and God spoke unto him and said, look, go back and tell Hezekiah and that I heard his prayers. I seen his tears. I heard his cries. And listen, I've added 15 years unto his life. And listen, a moment a man's fixing to die, then you you repent and you can realize and that you can have life added unto you. And Christ said, I come to give eternal life. Yeah, that this mortal man may put on immortality. Yeah, we're going to go back to the dust at which we was formed from, and we'll die in this outward body. The Bible said flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And but the soul that abides within man and will either spend all eternity in the presence of God or off in a lake of fire. I choose you this day whom you'll serve. You know what God uses to judge in the book of Amos? And Brother Dwight Gray, I spent a lot of times on block walls. There's a plumb line. And listen, you know what it'll find? It'll pinpoint the straight wall, straight center. It ain't gonna wait for nobody. It's a straight and narrow way that leads to life everlasting. And you will have to get on the same road bound for glory. It's real. You say, nah, I can swallow it and I can go on. I can go home and say it's high. This feeling that I feel tugging within my heart, it'll go away. It won't. You won't find no hiding place from God. You can water your pillows at night. You can run. You can go to the mountains and call for the rocks and the hills to hide you. But you ain't going to hide from Him. You'll have to get to the place in your life, and tonight be a wonderful opportunity. I can't do it on my own. God knows that you can't do it on your own. That's why He's offered you a perfect way. The way to leave this walks of life. Man can't pay his own debt. We can't even keep our own self. That's why He said, I'll pray to the Father that He sends you another comforter. That you'd be not comfortless, but this comforter will lead, guide, and direct you in all paths of truth and righteousness. If y'all come, that's about all we've got laid on our heart. About as far as I feel need to go. It's real. You can go and say, nah, it ain't real. But it's real. You can believe it. You can deny it. But it's real. It'll go home with you. But my prayer is you not take it home with you. You turn your life over unto Him. I have never met a man, woman, boy, or girl that has come out from the wages of sin to come to know the Lord and said, I've regretted it. You ain't going to find one. You ain't going to find one because they realize it's real. And He'll go with you. Yeah. Lamar's probably the oldest man here. Or pretty close. If not, he's knocking on somebody else's heels. Well known, I say, in our community. You can probably ask him. He's not regretted a mile. Not regretted a mile. You can probably ask the youngest one here. Might not have been saved long and say, do you regret it? No, not one bit. You ain't going to find somebody that has fully submitted and turned their life over to the Lord. Said, I regretted it. You know why? Because it's real. Why are you living the misery you're living in? I'm going to tell you, misery is real. But the Lord's better. Y'all come on. Y'all sing a song. Right?